And I was looking at all those statistics. Every day in a sports page, I look at the NBA statistics. Home court advantage simply means you win more games at home than you do away from home. Now stop and think about it for the moment, and that might make some sense if we're talking about Little League, because mom and dad and brothers said, come on Johnny, and he wins some games, you know. And then high school, maybe so. College, well, maybe. But professional, come on now. Because Shaquille O'Neal and Michael Jordan and Grant Hill and, God help us, even Dennis Rodman and, you know, and whoever else, you understand? Those guys signed multi-million dollar contracts. And you're not going to tell me they play better at home when people are cheering than when away. Because they're pros. They know the ball. They know the score. It's the same size court. The basket's the same length. You know, the stadium is about the same. The crowd is about the same number. And don't tell me they play better one time or another. But let me tell you what the statistics showed. Let's take the Chicago Bulls, because this last year at about 80 games, they were 65 and 10. 65 wins and 10 losses. Now the Vancouver Grizzlies, could I hear a cheer for them? God bless you. We better pray for you is what we better do. But they were about 11 and 65. 11 won, 65 lost. Now, I took the top and the bottom and all the rest, and could I tell you for honesty's sake that there are two conferences, four divisions, 29 teams, and these statistics I'm about to give you were true for every team of the 29 except one, and that's the Miami Heat, and they were close. So 28 and one close is a pretty good survey. And here's about the Chicago Bulls. Top team on the road, away from Chicago, the Chicago Bulls last year, and they're about the same this year. They have the best league, best record this year too. Get this, grab this now. They win 75% of their games. That's tremendous. That means three out of four games on the road, they win. They're the top team in the league. Now at home, the top team in the league who wins 75% of their games, at home wins 97%. Let's take the Vancouver Grizzlies, who on the road win 11% of their games. They play 10 games and lose 9. They were as bad last year as you can get. Well, they won 11 games. But at home, the same losing team, having all those troubles, when they get home, they win 20%. So it goes up double. They win twice. The worst team in the league wins twice as many games when they're at home. Now, it brings up the question, what happens at home? Well, here's what happens at home. At home, there are thousands of partisan. Do you watch it? You understand? Whether we're talking football or basketball or baseball or tennis, whether we're talking about professional or little league or high school or college or anywhere in between, it is all the same. So there is a lesson here. There is a dynamic lesson that is fortified by the Word of Almighty God. So we see it before us all out in sports, and the Word of God teaches it. You'd look like we would catch on in the family of God to each other the home court advantage. Well, have you seen all these little old girls and boys around here with the painted faces? Well, that's what you see when you go to a basketball game. Well, what happens at home? What makes the difference? Well, thousands of partisan cheering fans. They paint their faces with team colors and logos. They wave flags and hold up signs for national television. And the game announcers are highly partisan. They're paid big money to over television and radio say, we're now about to start this game, etc. You know? And they're partisan. They will announce great players like Shaquille O'Neal and Grant Hill and Karl Malone and Allen Iverson and people of the other team in a ho-hum fashion. And now starting for the Lakers is Shaquille O'Neal. And Kobe Bryant. And you know, and they're just partisan as they can be. And then the lights go out in Chicago Stadium. And the strobe lights start. And the drum roll beats. And the announcer says, and now, you're on, Chicago Bulls! And that big bull head appears up in the stand, and they start pouring out on the floor with those great white warm-ups and those red jerseys and suits, and they announce those guys, and everybody, and Ron Harper, and Scottie Pippen, and Luke Longley, and even Dennis Rodman, and then you're Michael Jordan, and the crowd goes wild, and they go out there and win the game for the home team. Oh! Who couldn't preach with a crowd like that? I'm telling you. Who couldn't be a great elder, you know? Who couldn't be a great parent? Who could be a great kid if everybody in the stands were cheering their hearts out for us? You understand? And that's what home court advantage is, and that's what we need to be given.